Go with the left, I said, in case it's a sore one. Then there was a familiar spike, an electric jangle of cold liquid infiltrating muscle, and we were done. Just take a seat next door for 10 minutes or so, she said. We don't want you having an anaphylaxis halfway down the corridor. On the syringe tray, I saw that she had 2 vials of adrenaline drawn up and ready to go, just in case. Before I got home, I had ripples of queasiness. And that night, a headache came on, with worsening nausea and leaden limbs. For about 24 hours, as my immune system confronted minute and harmless pieces of SARS-CoV-2 generated by the vaccine, I could hardly get out of bed. But it was a small price for protection against the virus. And the next day, I was back at work. I worked Christmas this year at St. John's, one of the quietest I've known, but had New Year off to celebrate, equally quietly, the end of what has been an atrocious year for almost everyone. A few days later, I drove back to St. John's to be given a booster. This time, with no side effects, as if my body had learned how to dispatch the virus without fuss. Shortly afterwards, a nationwide decision was made that all boosters would be delayed by 2 months in order to expand access to a first dose. By a fluke of timing, I was one of the few to have received a full course and felt a flash of guilt about all the friends and colleagues who hadn't. By early January, nearly every care home resident in Lothian had been offered a first dose, as had healthcare workers, and we began to plan the first dose vaccination of all over 80s. For my small practice, that's about 140 people. Lists were drawn up and clinics rearranged. A huge effort on behalf of the receptionists and the practice manager, all choreographed to make sure there would never be more than 4 in the waiting room. All we needed was a supply of the vaccine. Priority was given to those practices with large populations of over 80s, and my own was near the back of the queue. By mid-January, the vaccine still hadn't arrived. All the GPs at my practice have signed up to work in Edinburgh's mass vaccination centres, which are opening up to administer vaccines to the rest of the population. Shifts there are paid at standard health board rates. We aren't unpaid volunteers. But it was impressive all the same to see crowds of nurses, optometrists, dentists and doctors offer their weekends and days off to the national effort. NHS managers too. The speed at which they have moved both nationally and regionally has been formidable.